Most of the Midwest will likely continue to experience relatively favorable weather as we move forward through this next 10-day period. There will not be any prolonged period of excessive heat or dryness, but there will be a net loss in soil moisture that will occur over this period of time. The majority of the precipitation that occurs is going to be mostly held to a restricted period of time and with a restricted amount, running a couple tenths of an inch upwards to three quarters of an inch as we move forward through the coming full week. There may be a few locations that will end up with perhaps as much as an inch or a little bit more, but those will be limited to just a few counties and not widespread across the entire region. We'll continue to monitor the situation. I do believe that the topsoil moisture situation will firm up as we move forward in time, but enough precipitation will occur to support the pollination process for most of our corn, and the soybeans will likely develop favorably as well. The lack of excessive heat over the next 10 days to 2 weeks should help us tremendously in getting some of this crop to continue to reproduce under favorable conditions. I would expect to see a continuation of favorable subsoil moisture to be present through a big part of the forecast period, taking us all the way out to the end of the month. And with that favorable subsoil moisture situation, we should find the reproduction occurs quite favorably across most of the Midwest, and the end result should be good yields. As we move deeper into August, though, that declining soil moisture situation will stress some crop areas if we manage to get into any kind of prolonged period of hotter weather. Most of the forecast models today are suggesting that there will not be any kind of prolonged ridge of high pressure over the Midwest, that its favored position will be in the western part of the country, mostly in the Rocky Mountain region and parts of the High Plains area, which should keep most of the Midwest in a northwesterly flow pattern aloft. Such an environment usually generates a periodic shower activity and temperatures that are less threatening than certainly in other years when there is more ridginess over the heart of the Midwest. If this forecast is correct, and I do have a lot of confidence in it, we will see additional bouts of cool weather periodically, one at the end of the month and another during the middle part of August, that will likely help to conserve soil moisture by slowing evaporation rates down a little bit. There will also be some showers periodically. We shouldn't expect to see just dry weather across the majority of the region through the period. There should be enough moisture periodically to help slow down the drying rates and keep stress levels relatively low, and the end result should be a favorable production season. Temperatures across the Midwest are expected to turn warmer as we move forward through the rest of this week and into the weekend. High temperatures yesterday were mostly in the upper 60s and 70s in many areas across the region, including the central and northern U.S. plains as well as the heart of the Midwest. And it looks like temperatures today will probably work their way into the 70s across most of the region. 70s and lower 80s will occur on Friday, and then over the weekend into early next week, we'll see 80s becoming more common with some lower 90s as well. Temperatures by midweek next week should be back into the middle and some upper 90s in a small portion of the westernmost part to the Corn Belt. This will be mostly near and west of the Missouri River. I do not expect that kind of heat to occur in the heart of the Midwest, and even in the far western areas, the warmest weather will only last for a few days before some cooling occurs near the end of the month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.